Let the church say amen. Amen. Brothers, the brothers singing like they, I guess you say you want to have church. Amen. Amen. I'm still having a good time. I just trust that you all are as happy as I am up in this city, the capital city of Virginia. I'm just elated. Good to see Brother Smiley with us tonight. I think he said he was 96 years old. But he says some say he's 99. But it doesn't matter. He's 90-something. Yeah. Then it's good to see Brother Bailey from Emporia. Good to see all of you who visited with us tonight. I will not, I'm going to hush and just ask you to meet me in Psalms 23. Last year, we preached from Psalms 23. Tonight, we are going to go a little deeper in the Palestine culture. What I say, the way that David saw it, according to the Palestine culture. And this is my third time up here this week, and I have failed to commend whoever placed the basket in my room or in our room. Every night when I leave here, I nibble off the basket, and then I think about expressing our gratitude to the ones who put it in there. So tonight I made a notation to please express our gratitude for the beautiful basket that someone placed in our room. And we want you to know that we are still enjoying the fruit thereof. Psalms 23, the alma mater of the Bible. Some say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are going to deduce a subject from that, the great shepherd. Now, in Psalms 22, David expressed to us, or he shows us, again, according to the Palestine culture, the Middle East, the 22nd division of Psalms, there our shepherd is known as the good shepherd. In Psalms 24, he's known as the chief shepherd. Sandwiched between Psalms 22 and 24 is the 23rd Psalm. And the 23rd Psalm, he's known as the great shepherd. Psalms 22, if you remember, in Matthew 27:46, you will read the same words when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? His death, brothers and sisters, made it possible that we shall and can be saved. In Psalms 24, we see him reign as the chief shepherd. Now, that's when you'll see him coming from heaven, and he'll be coming back to get his church. And he will let the universe know that he's now the chief shepherd. But tonight, Brother Smiley, we are going to, I want to say, from the time that we have on this earth, and we know not how long, but from the time that we have Brother Green until he descends from glory, if we take a deep look at Psalms 23, we'll find that in that psalm, he urged us, and we ought to be glad to live for the great shepherd. In Psalms 23, we see Brother Prentice, David saw him. In the fabric of this song, if I may say, verses 1 through 6, David first saw him as the Lord is my shepherd. He saw him as what we call Jehovah Roha. Then he sees him as Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. When Abraham got ready to offer his son, and just as he drew the weapon back to offer his son, like God had told him, a voice said, "Don't bother, but you have proven yourself." Abraham said, "Oh, yes, I know now that the Lord will provide." Now, you couldn't tell Abraham from that point on that the Lord couldn't and the Lord wouldn't. Abraham had made up in his mind, "I want to see him." That's why Abraham said, "I searched for a city which had foundation, whose maker, is the Lord." Then David didn't stop there. He saw him as Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. When they stood on the shores of the Red Sea, Pharaoh behind them, water in front of them, a sea in front of them, a sea of grumbling people beside him. So then Moses stood and told them to stand still. A black man would have said, "Shut up." But instead he said, "Stand still." Why? "And see the salvation of God." Now you're going to try and tell Moses he's not a peacemaker? That's confusion coming behind us. My people are confused. But when they saw the Red Sea part, and they saw the east wind go through, and they went over on dry ground. You're going to tell me he's not a peacemaker? But David didn't stop there. He saw him as Jehovah Rapha. The Lord is a healer. And I'm trying tonight to finally finish one lesson. So I'm going to, if I may, Prentice, I'm going to let you alone tonight and just try and go through without. Then he saw him as Jehovah, watch me now, Sid Canoe. The Lord is my righteousness. Then David saw him as Jehovah Shema. The Lord is there. And the reason David said the Lord is there, Mac, David said, if I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I take wings and go to the great blue yonder, he's there. So David sums it up. He said, whither shall I go from the presence of the Lord? Wherever we go. That's why he said, yea, though I walk through the valley and shadow of death, he's there. Then one man said, the Lord is my banner. David saw him in this same verse as Jehovah Nisi. Then Jehovah Kadesh. The Lord is my sanctifier. Then Jehovah El Yon. The Lord is most high. But David said, I'm getting personal with it. The Lord is personal pronoun. My shepherd. Why? Church, because the image of the shepherd, because of his tender leading, his tender feeding, and his tender caring. This is what Brother Green meant as our spirits met. He woke us up this morning. Nobody but God. Isn't he tender? And started us on our way. Perfect picture of the precious Savior relationship with the sheep. Church, he's in fact the image. That's what David was saying. As a shepherd. Sometime when you get a chance, read the 10th chapter of the book of John. I praise the Lord that when I became a Christian, I got more than a Savior. I got a shepherd. The reason I got a shepherd, church, because number one, I got one who loves, oh, no good me. I got one who tends to no good me. I got one who cares about no good me. Why do I say that? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory, and he still loves us. I got more than a Savior because he leads me. I got more than a Savior because he feeds me. I got more than a Savior because he protects me. And then I got more than a Savior because he guides me. Now tonight, the question on the floor is, he's my shepherd. What is it to you? If you know him like David did, then you would say, he's worthy to be praised. Sometime we ought to just stop and just say, the Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, may the Lord's sheep never be ashamed to exalt the Savior regardless of where we are. We ought to always praise the Most High God, who sought and brought us from a pool of sin. What is the sheep experience? Verse 2 says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. In so doing, again, he used the personal pronoun, my. He did not say the Lord is a shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. He said the Lord is my shepherd. And brothers and sisters, all of us as Christians, we ought to refer to him as we age, as we mature, as we study the Word of God. Mac, every now and then we ought to just get a little me time, the new word, me time, quiet time, and just smile, because it could have been the other way around. Oh, help me tonight. You can help me. Sometime we ought to just smile and say, the Lord is good. My shepherd, driving along, you ought to look up and say, the Lord is my shepherd. Brothers and sisters and printers, I want you to look at it like this. Why does he make me to lie down? Listen, I tell the people back home, the Lord is my shepherd, and I say, and I bet not won't. And I'm going to tell you why I said that later on. But now, apprentice, I shall not want, because look what David said. I've been young, and now I'm old. I've seen my son try to take the kingdom from me. I've seen my son rape my daughter. I've seen my son kill my son. I've seen the king of Israel trying to kill me. But one thing I've not seen. And as a king, I've seen much, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his. And I want to say something about that. His buddy, Paul, said it like this. Paul said in Romans 8:28, now we know that all things work together for. Yeah, but there's a clause there. That is, to them that love the Lord. Now the question, if you're having a difficult time, that doesn't mean you're not a child of God. But every time you turn around, if you have your hand out, you better check yourself. Because it said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Now, you're not either budgeting right, or you're not living right. You see, if you determine to be a child of God, you hear me even say, blessed are the poor in. I may not have, but I'm still blessed. And don't never draw back because you don't have. Thank God it is as well as it is. And then, Prentice, he goes on to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down where? You know why, David, that behind that? Watch this now. I went into the zoo some time ago, and I had some paper. I was had maturing with me, and I had some paper in my hand. And I was walking and talking with them, and all of a sudden I felt the paper being snatched out of my hand. And I looked around, and it was a goat. A goat, Prentice, will eat anything. He eats the trash. The Son of Man eats the trash of the world. But he leadeth me besides. Watch David now. Watch David. Watch David. He maketh me to lie down in. You know what that green means? He leads me to the tender green grass. See, a shepherd's job is to go out front. And we just don't be fed anything. And Christians, don't you eat anything. And I'm not talking about physically. That means don't you let your mind, you know, they make the trash cans where you, when you hit them, the top floor flies open and you pour anything, put anything in there. Now don't you let your mind be like that. Soon as something come over you, don't do that. Don't do that, because he leads us in the tender green grass besides the still waters. What do you mean, Prentice? Besides the still water. A sheep realizes when he hears running water. Well, let me back up first of all. A sheep has absolutely no defense mechanism. They can't fight. They can't do nothing. Amen. And David let us know we are the sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. Brother Burton, the sheep is the dumbest thing in the field. Now that ought to tell us something, doesn't it? But there's a reason for that, Brother Brown. The reason for that is we don't have to worry about protection. We have someone to protect us. All we need to do is lean on him. The shepherd is out front. He makes me lie down because, now here's the Palestine documents. A sheep can only digest when he lies or lays down. He makes me lie down because he knows that he cannot properly digest their food unless he lies down. God, David, can you, and listen, now David's singing this. Number one, David is a shepherd. He was a shepherd. And number two, this is part I love. He was a man after, this is what David, you can say what you want. That little short man, I guess I love him, Mike, because he was short. Oh yeah, he was short. Brother Brown. He had some brothers the size of Mac. But David was a little. But he was one that when he was out there in the field and guarding the sheep, he began to sing, "The Lord is my shepherd." Shepherd. The way I keep these, I can relate. That's what got David when he walked up there and all of Israel was afraid of this 8-foot giant, a little bit taller than Mac. And everybody was trembling. And David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the living army of God?" And so many words, David was saying, "Bring it out." Why? Because David had been back there meditating. And I'm looking at this little man. And why, David, do you think you can handle that big man? Well, first of all, I killed the king of the jungle, a lion. You, David, don't mess with my sheep. So what are you saying, David? Don't mess with my sheep. What are you saying, David? Don't mess with his sheep. And here you all have, that's why our church, we all on Sunday morning, we all to fill the house. Amen, Brother Jackson. We ought to encourage others to fill the house. Why? Look at the shepherd. Look at the shepherd that we have to protect us, to guide us, to attend to us, to watch over, to feed us, to work out our battles. And we drag in Brother Brown, and I tell people back home, now, Sandy Lane, I don't know a thing about you all. The only somebody I know about in Santa Lane is Meg. I don't know about anybody else. I said, you know what? I've observed. We stop by the church en route to Walmart. And when we get to Walmart, we get a buggy. And we be so like we lean on the buggy, about to fall. But when we're at the church house, Lord, Brother Brian just won't sit down. But when we get to the church house, to Walmart, oh, they'll stand there 40 minutes and talk to a friend. Child, did you see Empire? And I began as a sociologist by education. And one of the things in sociology, Princess, I was taught, first thing you do, you observe before you open your mouth. And then the Bible said, observe, teach us to observe all things. So I began to observe, now more than ever, my people. Here again, I'm going to say this, not Sandy Lane. I don't know a thing about Sandy Lane. Only thing I know about Sandy Lane is Mac. The only, listen to me good. But down home, but then they go to Walmart. They go to the mall, and they push by the phone. They ride that buggy, And I'm saying, now, I don't understand. Am I preaching what I'm supposed to? Lord, give me a lesson. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to edify these thy people. Lord, you put the words in my mouth. Lord, help me to say something that could get the attention of the people, to let them know personally, let all of us know personally, that we are to establish our personal relationship with you. I was talking to Brother Wendell Crib, and I hate so bad that he's under the weather, because the last thing he told me, we got to finish. He talked to y'all, son, probably, and he said, Brother Mac, he said, we got to finish. And of course, he couldn't talk good because I was trying to greet everybody, and I will not tell you the in-depth of the conversation, but one thing he said, Brother Jackson, you need to hit on the part that every one of us are writing our own letter. I'm not responsible for what goes into Prentice, and Prentice is not responsible for me. I can't stand Prentice. That's in my letter. Now, if I make him my personal shepherd, stay with me now. Stay with me. Stay with me just a little longer. The shepherd will guide me so tenderly. He will guide me. That's why he said, he leadeth me in the path of. Now the question is, if he leads me, and I'm going to tell you why and how in a few minutes. Listen, he knows that we must eat. And he provides to us the best food. And he knows that we must get our rest. And that's why he allowed the sheep, the four-footed sheep, so that when they eat, they must lay down. Well, while we are lying in our beds at night, don't you know if a thief wanted to get in your house, he could. It's been said that a thief can break in a car and be gone in 7 seconds. In the average car, in 7 seconds, because he's gotten good at it. Now, don't you know if he can break in a car that quick, if he wanted to, he can break in your house? But God is protecting while we are most vulnerable and sleeping peacefully. That's why we pray at night, every night, Lord, protect us by your power and with your saving grace. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He fights the world so that we have time with him. We cannot, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with in politics. That's between you. Now, and I'm going to let Brother Brian handle that. But I'm saying, don't you get too caught up in politics whereby it will cause you to forget your shepherd. If a sheep falls on its back, he can't get up. He'll kick himself to death, and the shepherd has to go there and turn him over. That's what David meant when he said, he restoreth my soul. Look at God. That's why David can, when David was writing this thing, and as he was observing in Prentice, and as he was looking around in the Palestine area, he's saying, this is what I'm talking about. Look how good. I'm relating you four-legged creatures to me, the two-legged creature, as your little shepherd. I'm relating you all, and then I relate us to the great shepherd. The shepherd knows this and searches the pool when they hear that running water, Brother Brown. A good shepherd will grab his tool and he'll dam up the water and cause the water to stop, or he'll make another route. But anyway, the water has to stop. Because when that sheep hears that running water, that sheep has the ability to know, I cannot handle running water. In fact, I become crazy and run in the water. So the shepherd says, you all stay here while I go and prepare that you all get a cool drink of water. The great shepherd knows that his sheep needs cool water. In this case, his grace flows on us to make it through this old ruined world. He cares about us so that we are able to face, to the degree that the Hebrew writer said, we don't serve a high priest that, and that word means inabilities, that he cannot touch the infirmities, inabilities. Whatever we have come short in, the high priest, the great shepherd knows that. That's why he comes to sin and help us make it through the day, because there are things that come our way we need help with. Then 1 Peter 5 and 7 said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He provides a place of rest. He provides a place of peace. He provides safety. Then, brothers and sisters, in 3 he says, he experiences a profound relationship. The good shepherd provides life. Now, Brother Brown, the difference between the shepherd down here and back here it is. One thing David couldn't do, no shepherd on earth can do. He cannot provide life. When that four-legged sheep die, that's it. But this shepherd, he can provide life. Not only does he provide life, but he gets us when we are dead and walking around out of our sin. And he gives us the opportunity to become members of the body of Christ and live eternally with him. If you don't know him, you're dead. You may look like Brother Mac. You may look like the pitch of hell. But if you don't know him, you're dead. And if you die in your sins, and brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, please get to know him and become able to say, he's my shepherd. Man, you ought to have heard the conversation that I better call him Wendell because I don't want to mess his bad name. How much Wendell commended Brother Brian. When he obeyed the gospel, he's one happy creature. Sad that his daddy didn't make it, but he's one happy creature. Why? Because he's now learning more and more that he is my shepherd. When you get a chance, I want you to read Galatians 5:22, what life is. The fruit of the Spirit. He's able to bring us back. Then he goes on to say, church, no one is like our shepherd. No one will never be like our shepherd. There's only one shepherd. And he's the great, amen, heart, the great I am. Praise his holy name. And he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Let me say this now. If you're following, your steps are already ordered. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So don't you know if the Lord ordered them, you go and you follow the Lord, then that's why he said, he leadeth me in the path of. So if he's ordered your step, you don't have no choice but to be in the path of righteousness. And I want to conclude by saying this. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death. David is saying, the shadow of a pit bull has never harmed anybody. I can move on now, because you got it. Amen. The shadow of a rattlesnake. So that's why I'm closed, but a shadow cannot do me any good. Is that right? Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death. I don't, the shadow can't do no, I don't fear. Why? Because the shadow has no power. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff. The rod, two types there. He have the staff with a stick that has a hook on it. And when the sheep began to get a little tangled, he's able to reach and untangle them. He's able to draw them in. And sometimes he draws them in to him and he picks them up. And then the rod is to beat the lion, beat the bear, and protect his sheep. And you mean to tell me a two-legged creature is so vehement, is so zealous in protecting the four-legged creatures? How much more is the shepherd in protecting us? Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. David was saying, if Brother Mac would visit me, and we are drinking coffee, if I take my coffee pot and pour Mac a half cup, I'm telling Mac, it's time for you to go. That was the custom, really. But if I take Mac's cup and make the coffee run over into the saucer, that means we want to fellowship a long time. Now, I want to raise a question. When the last time have you enjoyed the overflow of the blessing from the shepherd? He woke us up this morning. That's an overflow. I want to commune with him as long as I can. How he anoints, it was the custom. When Simon the Pharisee invited Jesus in to trick him. And a lady of the evening came in, took the oil, and anointed the feet of Jesus. And Simon and his boys, especially Simon, said within themselves, see, if he was who he said he is, he wouldn't be fooling with that kind of person. Jesus kept on eating. Jesus, Simon, I got something I want to ask you. I can imagine Jesus real smooth. Simon said, say on. I like that. Say on. Then he began to talk to Simon. Said, there's a man. And brothers and sisters, I'm trying my best to finish. So I want you to read it. You just get joy there. But my point is, at the end of it, he says to Simon, he said, now since I've been here, you had anointed my feet, my head. You haven't offered me anything to drink. David is saying, he anointeth when night comes. It's the custom back in the day. Take your shoes off, your sandals off, and let me wash your feet. Let me massage your feet. And then Mac, here's a good cup of Maxwell House. Drink all you want. Because Mac, you and I are going to commune a long time. But if I make it half full, now I'm the one that's pouring, and if I pour him a half a cup, that ought to tell him something. Jesus don't do his people like that. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me when? As long as you dwell. Now who wouldn't? Whatever you do, don't leave the church of Christ. But contrary to that, let us try and bring as many to the shepherd. Run with them. When I was in Germany, in the military, apprentice, we had the game. And we were all just alike. We would run together. Why? Because we all had a common denominator doing whatever we were grown enough to do. Christians ought to band together with a common denominator, bringing souls, snatching them out of darkness, and bringing them to the marvelous light. We are blessed to have preachers like Brother Joseph Brown, who stands four square and preach the book. And you're always going to have people that kick. Thank God for Galatians 5:23. Whereas there was a time when I would challenge them, and you would too. But now, the Bible says, contrarywise, in 1 Peter 3:8, don't render evil for evil. Where did I get that from? The shepherd. Or railing for railing. Where did I get that from? The shepherd. But contrarywise, and look what he says, contrarywise, a blessing. So now, instead of, and America says, apprentice, and don't get mad, but get what? Even. That's the motto of America. But the Lord said, render instead of railing for railing, evil for evil, render a blessing. Sometimes you can't say nothing, but you can always pray inwardly. Where did you get that from? I got that from the shepherd. Look at David. Just look at him for a minute. David? Yes. God gonna make you the king, said the prophet Samuel. But you have a nut, amen, that's over Israel. He was taller than Mac. He was just like Mac. He stood head and shoulder over everybody. And David had many opportunities to kill him. In fact, David even had one opportunity so great, David said, now, your God, your bodyguard, you need to check him out. Because he ain't doing his job. You could have been dead. Why didn't you kill him, David? I love what David said. David said, that's God's anointed. That's God's. I could have killed him. But since I didn't put him there, and look how God did him. That's when I began to say, now I see why the Bible said, my son called me the other night. He said, Dad, he's studying David. He said, Dad, David was something, and he still made it in. I said, yeah. He said, how did he have? In fact, David would tell him, son, I would kill you, but Solomon said, I would kill you, but David was on his deathbed and telling Saul, don't fool with him, Solomon. But yet, when you go to the hall of faith, you read David. Now, I don't read Solomon. Not that Solomon didn't make it. That's God's department. But you read of David. Why? David said, if it's God's department, let God handle it. Oh, how about the time when David was marching in war and there was a man across the fence cussing David for everything he could think of. And one of David's men said, boss, if you just let me loose, I'd kill him before he can break his eye. And David said, No, I done messed up already. And you're talking about killing him? And then David said something. Who know who sent this man? It could have been God. What is David saying? That's God's department. So what are you saying, David? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall. Anything that I want, take it to him. Let him. David, Saul trying to kill you. That's God's department. Last thing, look what David said. David goes on to say, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Then it become personal. He said, all they that dwelleth. So what he's saying, David said, he got the whole world where? I'm just a little spectacle in the ocean that he paid some attention to me. So since he paid some attention to me, he's my shepherd. I know he's my shepherd because I have established a personal relationship. I can look at my track record. Now, every one of us have a track record. Number one, I'm going to go back to Brother Green. He woke us up this morning. That's your latest track record. Now, you can start right back. Right now, Mac, back. Mac on the plane going to Italy. Went there and made it back. Plane started dropping. But he didn't drop him. Why? The Lord is his shepherd. This evening, you ought to make him your personal shepherd. First, I'm getting ready to call you, Burden, and my song of invitation. Make him your personal shepherd. Ha! Put him on in baptism. Tell yourself, I want to be washed in his blood. But Brother Jackson, when I go to the water, I just see water. No, but what does the Bible say? Water and blood. The water washes and the blood cleanses. Paul said, no, I've never seen him. Paul said, I saw him in due time. But Paul didn't see him as Peter and John. He said, but I saw him in due time. He said, but one thing I said, Paul said, I know, so many words, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. I know what I believe. That's good enough. If you believe with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, that he died for your sins, and you are now ready to work for him, you can be saved. Try it while we together standing, sing our song of invitation.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me.
Brother Burton, very appropriate. Can you hear him calling you? Listen to what he said. God is not slack concerning what he promised us, as some of us count slack, but is what you mean long suffering. Look how he has put up with us. Young folk, I want somebody to say, yes, young folk. Y'all are here tonight, right? Start now. That same man that I'm talking about, his son said, when you get old, you'll be able to say, I had no pleasure in running up and down the road shooting dope. Why? You know, this millennium, they talk about them, but you're still writing your letter. Now is the time, young folk. Remember thy creator in the days of thy. So when you get old, you'll be able to say, I never was a fool like some of them. See, there's always going to be a fool. Now is the time to come to Christ and make him your personal shepherd. And young ladies, if you don't have a boyfriend, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. You're not going to sit home alone and just melt away. Pray to God. Why am I praying for Brother Jackson? Pray that you be content. Not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith. Who is he talking to, Mike? He's talking to everybody. Who is he talking to? He's talking to his people, the ones that have made him personally. The Lord is my shepherd. Now is your time. As Brother Burton leads us in the next stanza, you may take your seat.
Well, follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads, may I